Welcome back to Blacker Couch Reviews. I'm your host, Christina. We're back to discuss another episode of Rick and Morty, Season 7, Episode 8, Rise of the Numericons, the movie, written by Rob Schraub, directed by Lucas Gray. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. This was not a great episode. I think this is my least favorite now of the series. I won't say of the series, of the season, because I'm sure there's other episodes in the series that I may have disliked even more, because at least this one did have some funny lines, but I think they overdid the cultural appropriation. While the first time I felt like the voice was Ice-T, I definitely didn't feel like the voice was Ice-T and it was taking me out of it. And then they were just kind of doing these stereotypical Ice-T lines, which made it very cringeworthy, an overuse of motherfucker. And the story was just silly. You have to be a certain type of person to enjoy this particular humor. And I'm not that person. I applaud it for trying to do a storyline separate from Rick, having Morty go on his own particular adventure, bringing in Mr. Goldenfold, which is a longtime character. But yeah, it feels like a pandering black station. That's not the right word I'm looking for. Blaxploitation twist on Star Wars. And it simply did not work. But they had some funny lines. We knew at the end of the post-credit scene of Swifty that Ice-T became Water-T, his original form, and his father died and he said he was going to crunch the numbers. And that's the beginning of this movie. And that's exactly what he does. The numbers retreat and he goes with P to Earth to get someone who knows math, because his father gives him this chain when he's dying. It's a gold chain, of course. And he said, take this. It's some prophecy or some shit. I'm dying. Peace. They put the cloth over his face, but it burns through.
Old people burning, old people burning. Put your hands up. Old people burning, old people burning. It's kind of messed up.
And that's the attention to detail that made me think, okay, despite the silliness of the plot, maybe we got something to work with here. But no, it still continued to play off of 90s. Type of Ebonics lingo. And while a few lines did deliver well, they were particularly done by Goldenfold. I do not know the voice actor, but I will look it up next episode or after feedback. Because I think that he was probably the best thing, just getting to know him a little bit further, knowing that he used to hang out with Obama. It was nice to hear Keith Davis saying, oh, I love me some rap, and that he has a presidency to run, and why he has beef with Ice-T, to get this backstory that he's really invested in math. But other than that, everything to do with the war, I kind of tuned out on, but he goes to Earth to get his teacher that he still owes homework to, which causes Golden Foe to not want to fuck with him. But he needs his help because this is the only person that he knows that knows math in the entire universe. I thought he was going to go to Rick, but he went to Mr. Goldenfold. He looks at the Eye of Harmony and thinks that he could possibly decipher it using words that or language or math that Water T doesn't understand. So he yells out, "Yo,
English, motherfucker, do you speak it?"
So Goldenfold tossed it in his face and said, "I don't teach English, bitch." But then the Nubercons, or the whatever the fuck they're supposed to be called, they attack Earth. So they lure them away in this horrible looking spaceship. I mean, is that really the best y'all could come up with P still wanting to make his P jokes? I don't. And they end up going to this place where they meet the original letters, or the primitive people before they were shapes of letters or numbers. And this is going to lead to an infinite amount of power. Water T is being tracked by Sinistar 7, who is being sent by her father to make sure that he gets the power. But there's, I guess, some lingering sexual tension between Water T and her, even though she snatched his shit as he said that she would, even though she swore up and down that they was not working together, even though he saved her life once and then again. Oh, before they left Earth, I forgot the line that Ice-T said he didn't do any homework because he had no home. And on the way there, Mr. Goldenfold asked if Water T was that bad at math, like, why are you so mad at him? And he tells him he might have been good at it because he helped him out finding his rhythm, because he didn't have it until Goldenfold inspired him. Poor Morty. Is he that bad at math? No, Morty, no one is worse than you. There's also the argument that they have with P, where he was bringing up, I don't even recall, but I love the line, "I just asked a question, so did Hitler." And then Water T coming over like, "What the fuck is going on? Someone set up a call or some shit.
Professionals have standards."
Morty tries to get through to both of them that maybe they should work together and there's no war to be had in the first place because y'all all come from the same place. But neither want to hear that shit. They both agree to not come to peace. To which Goldenfold says, "Well, you're released from detention because you now know how hard it is to teach." And he's like, "No, I don't." "Well, you know how hard it is to learn." "Well, I already knew. Just go to bed, you ungrateful shit." The most laugh out loud moment I had in the entire episode was cock-a-doodle-doo too. It's just one of those things that you were not expecting at all. And took me by surprise and thus took me out. Morty realizes that there's something more going on between Water T and the teacher. So he explains that at the Grammys, he was supposed to thank him and Numbers for the reason why he won the Grammy, but he didn't. And it turns out his dad told him that thinking numbers is some bullshit, and I disown you if you're gonna do that. So he doubled down. And he go, I didn't know. Well, you didn't ask, which is a great response. And then they decide to take down the Nubercons together, especially after Magma Q transforms into, I don't fucking know what happens. I kind of lost the plot thread a little bit towards the end because I just didn't care. I did like when Mr. Gonofold said, my dreams faded away like so many erections. Water T saying, I'll fuck you till you love me.
Get your ass on that bed and prepare for the night of your life.
I also like this comeback when they tell him that numbers and letters, getting it on is disgusting. That's what everyone says. Then they go home and types all types of weird shit into Pornhub. Not I, but yeah. People are disgusting. Some people, I should say. I'm not kink shaming, but there are some things that are shameful to admit to anyone that you are into. So don't. Just don't. Mm-mm. In the post-credits scene, Ice Cube showed up because they're going to do a sequel. And just don't. Please. Find a different way. I'm glad you want to get some inclusive diversity on. But this just was not. This was not it. So I gave it a 5.4 out of 10. I think that's a fair score, considering I barely was paying attention. I was waiting for it to end. Like, oh my gosh, I'm trying so hard not to just hit the fast forward button, but I might miss a funny line. So I'm holding out hope. We do have feedback. Maybe Shy liked it a lot better than I. Let's hear what she thought.
Leo, motherfucker!
Hey, Christina. It's me, Shy. I am here to give my feedback for Rick and Morty Episode 8. And I'm still trying to wrap my mind around what I just watched. That was the most, I don't even know how to describe this episode, episode 8. That was crazy. Like, what am I watching here? The number of puns and just alphabet and number jokes that went on in this episode. The craziness, the sheer craziness of it was just, it was just mind-blowing. I mean, we got, you know, deduct your ass, you know, the, what is it? crunch the numbers. I'm like, what's happening? I thought there was taxes. Detention, not released in, like what? Caps lock. I didn't do my homework because I didn't have a home. I'm like, what is happening here? What? I mean, I don't know how to feel about this episode. It was just so crazy, so out there. So, you know, numbers against letters and just, oh my gosh, it's just, wow. And then Water T and the number 7 having a secret rendezvous and the number 8 turning into infinity. And of course the language was like all way over the top. There's not you know, than the normal. Have we had an episode like that where they were that much cursing and other vulgar language that going on in this one? It was a lot. Wow, this was definitely interesting. I don't even know how to describe my thoughts on this one. It was just so over the top. Oh my goodness. The iced tea of it all, water tea, the background story of why, I forget the teacher, the math teacher's name. I don't know why I can't remember that dude's name. And him and iced tea, water tea, magma tea. Like what? Yeah. I don't remember the original. I mean, I slightly remember it, so but not really. So I don't, it's hard to refer back to that other episode where water tea was in, or iced tea or whatever tea. I mean, I vaguely remember it. So yeah, this one was something. I think I spend my whole feedback saying that. Yeah. And I wonder who, I know that's Ice-T's voice, but I wonder who Seven's voice was. I should have looked that up. I meant to look it up before I gave this feedback. And then the rapping at the end, and then the big gun, and it was definitely something. I think I'll just leave this one at that. I don't know what to say. On that note, until next time, much love, peace, and Black Girl Magic, Queen of the Couch, Chai.
Well, that was Queen Chai with her feedback, and I think we're both in the same boat. It was over the top. It was over the top a lot with the dialogue. I think I maybe could have got around the silliness of the plot if I wasn't just so taken out by the dialogue and by you saying this much cursing. No, I think that they definitely amped it up just a bit. And that is unfortunate because it kind of makes it out like Black culture just always using slang and cursing every 5 minutes. And it's more centered around the character of Ice-T. But that's a caricature to a certain extent, right? I mean, this dude's been on Law and Order for the past fucking 20 years with basically zero acting talent, but motherfucker's getting it done. He's cashing them checks and he got himself a trophy wife. So to each his own. I don't think that was his voice though, because it didn't sound at all the same as in Get Swifty. And you remember Get Swifty as much as Water T did. I did kind of chuckle that they had a calculator as a ship, the Numericons, because that would be appropriate. It was way more appropriate than the ship that Water T was rolling. So yeah, I think we're both at the same level of that happened. And hopefully next week's is better. If you have thoughts, feelings, emotions, blackgirlcouch@gmail.com, wherever you listen to this podcast, wherever good podcasts can be found, go down to the rating section, drop some stars, leave a review. My social media will be there as well. Like, share, subscribe. Until the next time, peace, hair grease, and blacker magic.